Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Loose Man in the Morning. I have a special guest dropping by today. If you please welcome to the Kix Morning Show, Tiffany Hill. Tiffany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tiffany, great. You are with Grays Harbor Health and Rehab.
Yes.
And you emailed me last week and told me that you, along with the good folks there at Grays Harbor Health and Rehab, as well as Willapa Harbor Health and Rehab, are going to be trying to help out some folks for the upcoming holiday season. And you're going to be doing that by doing kind of a clothing drive and a food drive and a toy drive. So tell me a little bit about this. This is the first time that you've done something like this. So tell me, what was the inspiration for you to do this?
Yeah. So this is the first year we're partnering with our sister facility at Willapa. I kind of just came up with the idea because I know, especially with the pandemic and everything, holidays have been a little rough for people. So we are just hoping to help a couple families get some needed items this year.
Now, you're looking for not just new things, but you're looking for gently new and used items too. So what kind of things in the gently used arena are you wanting to get?
So for gently used, we're hoping to get either clothes that maybe you have sitting in your closet that you're not wearing anymore, or even blankets. That stuff will be going to our local shelters to help those folks this year with the cold weather coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold one. It's already cold outside.
Yes.
Can't even imagine what it's like when you have to sleep on a sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you said also that one of the things that you wanted to do was to be able to help at least five families that are in need this holiday season. So tell me a bit about what you plan on doing there.
Yes. So that's our goal with it being our first year. I thought five would be kind of a nice number. Yeah. So we're hoping to give them some canned and non-perishable foods. Maybe even a little more than what they need for the holiday, so that it helps them for a couple months.
Sure.
Any of the new clothes that's donated, if they're in need of clothes or shoes. And then a lot of the families that are reaching out also have children.
Right.
And they're needing help for Christmas.
Obviously.
So, toys, new toys for all ages, so that these kids can at least have something to open up on Christmas.
Sure, gifts for the little kids. And don't forget the teenagers, too.
Yes,
A lot of people, they donate the toys, but people don't think about the teenagers. And so things that teenagers would like. I know that's a hard one.
Yeah, that is a hard one.
But gift cards, I think, work great with teenagers.
Yeah, and they can pick what they want.
Of course, with the old teenage girls, you can't go wrong with the newer in-style clothing.
Right.
Makeup and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So, as far as guys, that's a tough one. I tell you, guys are tough. New shoes. Nobody wants to open up shoes on Christmas now. But I'm sure they'd be happy to get them. So you got to think about that. For a teenage guy, maybe a shaving kit.
Maybe.
Something like that. Something to, keep the little grooming kit. That kind of comes in handy once
in
a while.
Helpful.
Could do that. I don't know. Those are some ideas. I'm not the best guy giving out ideas, but I like to throw a little bit out there. I'm sure there's other idea guides out there you can find online. Now, once you get your families together, you hope to do five, but if you're lucky, you get enough stuff, you'll be able to do more than that.
Yes, yeah.
How do you distribute all of that?
So, these families or people who know the families can reach out to me on my cell phone, text or call me. That number is 360-986-8854.
Okay.
They can also email me at tiffany.hill@avalon.com. And I will reach out to them. We hope to get it to them either the day before Christmas Eve, somewhere around there, to make sure they're ready for it. And we'll just reach out and get a time that works for them to meet up. Or if it's like a anonymous thing, you don't want them to know.
Sure.
Just give me like an address or something and I can drop it off like I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, now that's a fun thing to do.
Yes.
Yes. Knock on somebody's door is not expecting it. Make somebody's day. Get ready. Bring some tissues.
Yeah.
You're going to need the tissues.
Might be a little emotional.
It might be. So, again, this is Tiffany Hill. She's with Grace Harbor Health and Rehab and Willapa Harbor Health and Rehab. And they are doing a clothing, food, and toy drive to help out some local families in need. Now, again, if you know a family in need or if you are a family in need, you can call her. That cell phone number again, 360-986-8854. And I'll post that as well as her email address on our website. Along with this interview, we'll repost it on the website too. So if you can would like, you can listen to it again. But if anything, we'll have all her information, how to get in touch with her at kix953.com. And anything you would like to add, Tiffany?
I don't think so.
All right, that pretty much covers it. All right, help out. You got the number, you got the email address, and again, that'll all be up at kix953.com this afternoon, so check it out at kix953.com. And thanks for doing this, by the way. This is a really cool thing that you're doing.
Absolutely.